Today's gospel begins with Jesus leading Peter, James, and John up the mountain and ends with them coming back down from the mountain. While on the mountain, the three disciples witness the transfiguration of Jesus, shining like the sun, having a conversation with Moses and Elijah. Peter wants to hold on to the moment by building tents for Jesus, Elijah, and Moses. But then comes a shadow and a voice calling them to listen to God's beloved Son, striking fear in their hearts. The first words they hear from Jesus are, "Do not be afraid." The gospel stirs questions up within all of us. Why only these three disciples? Why the need to go up a mountain? Why is Jesus transfigured? How were the disciples changed by the transfiguration of Jesus? What is the relevance of the transfiguration for us today? Whether we are aware of it or not, all of us had mountaintop experiences where we have felt God's presence, whether it be figuratively on top of a mountain or literally. And that can happen many times in the course of a day. All of us have experienced God's nearness in a special way, and we want to hold on to the moment. We too have to come down the mountain from a special encounter with God back into the perplexing, disturbing, and often frightening messiness of this world. St. Francis of Assisi experienced several special moments with God in the caves of Mount Subiaco. He came down the mountain renewed in his commitment to walk in the footprints of Jesus, to care for the lepers, to preach peace, and to be brother to all. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., in his final speech, spoke about being to the mountaintop and coming down. He has traveled to Memphis, and this is what he says. "And then I got into Memphis, and some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out there. What would happen to me? From some of our sick brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop and I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. And I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord." Thomas Merton, a Trappist monk, wrote about his experience on a mountaintop. "My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will all end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think I am following your will does not mean that I'm actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you, and I hope I have the desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. But I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore, I will trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you'll never leave me to face my perils alone. As I said earlier, we all have mountaintop experiences. We really don't know what the meaning for the disciples was being on that mountaintop, but if we go through Scripture, we can see that Jesus continued to do his work of healing the sick, feeding the poor, and preaching the gospel. This would ultimately lead to Jerusalem, and Jerusalem would lead to Calvary, where he would be, you know, persecuted, crucified, and died on the cross in front of those who loved him the most. This is part of the story, part of the passion, death, and resurrection story that we call to memory every year. And we are in the season of Lent. I did say during Ash Wednesday that this is the opportunity to grow deeper in our Lord with God. We grow in closeness by the acts of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. But in our mountaintop experiences, do we hear God's voice saying to us, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him"? Can we hear God say, "You too are my beloved, be a light for others"? Listen to Jesus say, "Rise and do not be afraid."